Chair recognizes Representative Ives.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to the bill. This state has not earned the right to new revenue. This state has not made one significant reform when it comes to respecting businesses. Until we have any reform that is measurable and worthwhile, there is no reason for new revenue. We have wasted so much revenue in the past. The $31 billion in new revenue we took in from 2011 to 2014, 90% of it went to pensions. There's no guarantee, as Representative Pritchard outlined, that this new revenue will really go into individual schools. There's no guarantee. It's more than likely it's simply going to go to a pension payment with zero pension reform. We have not earned the right to any new revenue until we make the hard choices when it comes to reforming the state of Illinois and the way we conduct business. As to Representative Christian Mitchell's comment that they are still using history books with Bill Clinton's picture on it, I ask you, then how can you spend $15,000 per child on average in CPS and still have books like that? Or, as Chicago Teacher Union President Karen Lewis said, we have teachers without desks and students without books. Really? Where's the Auditor General and a performance audit conducted on CPS? Because I want to know, as a taxpayer, where is the money going? Where's it going? We know where $35 million went last year in the budget. It went through the Secretary of State's office, specifically to a new school in Speaker Madigan's district, rather than going through normal grant lines like everybody else has to do. That's where some of the money went last year. The truth is, you are looking to just simply decimate the people in my district. First of all, SB1, SB16, whatever you want to call it, takes out 80% of the school funding that we are supposed to have normally coming in. Additionally, when you look at the local government distributive fund, we give our money down, our taxes down in income, based on income. We get it back on a per capita basis. We only receive back maybe 77 cents on the dollar. The Illinois Policy Institute, when this became such a hot issue last spring, did an analysis on where this money, this millionaire's tax money, would go. And in reality, we would send down about $140 million and receive back only $77 million on a pure pupil basis, losing $63 million of income out of our county alone. For Cook County legislators, you won't net out in this. You'll actually lose $50 million in income that other people can contribute to the causes that they feel conviction about. But you don't like to face the real numbers in this area. You think new revenue is the answer, and it's not. It's spending controls. It's getting a Calvin Coolidge mentality, where we are looking at every single line item and finding out if it's a worthwhile thing or not. Let's just go back to economics 101. The more you tax an activity, the less you get of that activity. Isn't that part of the reason you increase taxes on tobacco? Oh, if we tax it more, maybe people will smoke less. Well, guess what? If you tax millionaires more, they're going to hide their money, they're going to leave the state of Illinois, and you're going to get less revenue in the end.